ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Peace and blessings be upon each and every one of you, dear listeners to RIB English Radio. We're together with the 12th episode of the program Bridge, spending some time together talking about the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. On the ninth dua of Sahifa, Imam alayhi salam is yearning to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Jalla jalaluh. We got to the ending part. This is the final part of the Sahifa and Sajjadiyah. He says, وَسَدِّدْنَا بِتَسْدِيدِكَ. Oh Allah, point us the right way. Show us the right way, clarify for us the right way, وَسَدِّدْنَا بِتَسْدِيدِكَ, by thy pointing, by this navigation system that you have created for us. This part is very important because sometimes we think that we can only find the right path with our own personal intellect. That is not completely accurate. Our need of usage of our intellect is to the extent that that intellect can approve us or can get us to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord and the Holy Prophet is the last messenger of Allah. And then the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are the imams, are the leaders to come after the Holy Prophet. Our intellect should get us there, and from there we should be connected to the perfect human being and receive direction from Insana Kamil, the perfect human being. So we have to constantly keep in mind that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to point us towards the right direction by His pointing. Let's take a quick break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
and then Imam says, continuing this, وَأَعِمْ أَبْصَارَ قُلُوبِنَا أَمَّا خَالَفَ مَحَبَّتِكَ. Blind the eyes of our hearts toward everything opposed to thy love. Love is very important. Most of the times, when we think of the rituals in Islam, salat, fasting, if you do it just because it's your duty, the quality of these actions will decay, will decrease. You will get tired of salat at some point. You will get tired of fasting at some point in your life because this has not been attached to love, to true love. If you do it with love, every time that you do this set of repetitive rituals, you fall in more love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at what Imam Hussein alayhi salam says in his very last night of life. They were supposed to fight with the enemies over the night. Imam says, give us an extension before starting the battle and postpone the battle to the morning after, the day of Ashura. And he says, on this very last night of my life, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ الصَّلَاةِ وَقِرَاءَةَ كِتَابِهِ. I'm in love. I'm in serious devotion. I'm in absolute love and obsession with salat, prayer, وَقِرَاءَةَ كِتَابِهِ, and reading his book, the Holy Quran. If there is only one night left from my life, I want to spend that night doing what I love. Doing what I love. Imam says, I love. And in here, the motivation or the motivating force for us, pointing to us or being taught to us by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, is that blind the eyes of our hearts, the opening in our hearts where new things come in, that entrance gate, that have a CBP, custom and border protection for your heart. And then check out and see what is entering into your heart. It's been said that there was a woodmaker who went to a scholar and said that a scholar asked him, what do you do? He said, I do woodmaking. And he said, can you make a door for your heart so that nothing except what Allah loves enters upon your heart? So should that is that something we should do as well? We should have a gate for our hearts, which is the center of our soul, so that we should not we use that gate to control, to see if something enters into our heart is in accordance to the satisfaction of Allah or not. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, we're back. This term, وَعَئِمْ أَبْصَارَ قُلُوبِنَا عَمَّ خَالَفَ مَحَبَّتِكَ, blind, shut down the gates of our hearts or the openings or the eyes of our hearts towards everything that is opposed to thy love. خالفه, it's opposing, it's against your love. That is very important, that love should be the driving force. If someone asked you, why do you pray? Because I love my Lord. Why do you fast? Because I love my Lord. Why'd you wear hijab and make yourself target of discrimination in the West and possibly in the East? Because I love my Lord. I love him and I obey him. I love him and I set every decision in my life in accordance with his satisfaction. That's how a lover does it in their lives, right? If you love someone, you try to dress in the way that pleases them. You wear the perfume that they love, not what you like. You try to drive a car or have a job and career that they are pleased with. So if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would lead us to the love of the Holy Prophet and love of Ahlul Bayt. And having that all, inshallah, will lead us to have that strong determination in having a control in the gates of our hearts, controlling what Allah does not like, so that that gets banned from entrance into our mindsets, into our mind, into our soul, into our heart. ولا تجعل لشيء من جوارحنا نفوذا في معصيتك. Set not in any of our limbs passage to disobeying thee. That also continues the same path. Every limb, every body part that we have will be responsible on the day of judgment. They will speak out independently for the actions that they have done. Our hands will confess, our feet will confess, our eyes will confess, so on and so forth. Then Imam concludes this part of the dua with a salawat, which is the answered prayer. He says, Allahumma fasalli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Inshallah, we get the tawfiq to act upon the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد